Your business is under threat, and you probably don't even realize it. Let's take a look at five fears which are literally killing your business. That's what we're looking at today in this episode of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show.
You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. This episode, we're taking a look at five fears which are killing your business. Now, you may remember a couple of weeks back, we took a look at why, four weeks ago, we had a look at why fear is your friend. We had a look at why fear is not something to be scared of, why fear is something which is helpful, something which can help you to grow and develop. And today we're taking a look at five fears which, if you ignore them and you ignore the messages that they're sending, they could quite literally kill your business, and they have killed many businesses. So that's what we're going to take a look at today. Look at what these five fears are, and we're going to explore what you can do to avoid falling foul of them. Hopefully you find this useful. Remember to subscribe. Remember to give us a like, comment, share this podcast, that's the word. Share this episode far and wide. And above all, take action on the different points which we cover in order to protect your business. So let's take a look at what these five fears are. The first fear, this is a big one that affects a lot of people: making prospecting calls. Now, we know in business that new customers are the lifeblood of businesses. If you don't have new customers coming in regularly, eventually your business will die off. And for many businesses, making prospecting calls is the way to identify and bring in potential new clients. Yet, so many of us have these fears around picking up that phone and making those calls, which was exactly the position that a client of mine was in. Now, I'm not going to use any real names here. Excuse me. Now, I'm not going to use any real names here. So let's call this lady Alice. Now, Alice ran a network marketing. She was part of a network marketing organization. A strong brand, great products. They do really well. She was part of this organization, and she knew what she had to do. She knew that she had to make calls, regular calls, to identify and bring in potential new customers. So what she would do is every Sunday, she would draw up a list of 25 people to call. Her aim being that on the Monday morning, she would sit down, call five of those people, and then get on with the rest of her day. Tuesday, she would sit down, phone the next five people, and so on and so on. The idea being that over the course of the week, phone 25 people, get one or two new customers through it. And the people that she calls who didn't turn out into customers, well, it's great to have a catch up anyway. Catch up with people, find out what's going on, maybe help them to connect with other people. All good stuff. However, Alice had a strong fear about making these sorts of phone calls, which meant come Monday morning, she would have the list, she would sit down, And she would then urgently have to do an email, or she had to clear that cobweb that's in the corner of the room, and then she had to rearrange some of the files. You know the sorts of things. We've all done it, right? We find a million and one things which absolutely have to be done before we can get started. None of them important. None of them client generating. All of them preventing her from making those calls. Of course, by the end of the week, she'd made no calls. This would roll on to the next week and to the next and to the next. You can imagine the impact it was having on her business. She realized this fear of picking up the phone and making those prospecting calls, she realized this fear was killing her business. Without making those calls, she couldn't hope to grow and develop the business. In fact, without making those calls, there was a very real possibility her business was going to cease to exist. She'd have no customers. So she came to me. We had a single session, completely conquered that phobia for her. She's absolutely fine about making telephone calls. Here's the interesting thing that happened. We did the session on a Saturday. I said to her, okay, so tomorrow, Sunday, you're going to make your list of 25 people. Monday morning, you're going to sit down and make those 5 calls. How are you feeling about that? Because before, even the thought of making those calls would scare her. So how are you feeling about making those 5 calls? You know what? I am really looking forward to it, Keith. I actually want to make those calls. I'm going to enjoy it. I just know it. Big change in Alice. So I said, okay, do me a favor. Monday evening, let me know how you got on with those calls. So sure enough, Monday evening comes around. I get a message from Alice. She says, Keith, I've got a problem. Okay, Alice, what's up? Talk me through it. What's happened? She said, well, I made that list of 25 people on the Sunday night, sat down this morning to call the first 5 people. I picked up the phone to make the first call. I loved making the call. Didn't turn into a sale, didn't get them as a client, but we had a great catch-up. I loved it. I went on to the second one, the third one. I love making those calls so much. I went through my whole list of 25 people. Keith, my problem is I've got nobody to call tomorrow. And that was a much better problem to have, right? She'd been putting off making those calls for so long. She addressed her fear. She realized the fear was just an indication that she needed to address something in her mindset. That's exactly what she did. She aced those calls. She enjoyed making those calls to the extent that she would make much bigger, much longer lists of people to call. She would call far more people, far more often. As you can imagine, her business skyrocketed, got far more sales, and the people that she was calling, the connections she was making, she was helping to connect other people with other people. She got a strong reputation as a people connector. If you want to connect with someone, Alice is the person who will put you in touch. Massive, massive improvement. Of course, the income from her business skyrocketed. She did really well. This is all from a business which could have gone under because of her fear of making phone calls. But she addressed it. And it had a great impact. Second fear of standing on stage and speaking in front of people. That can be a big fear for a lot of people, and it really can hold your business back. Because here's the thing. If your business is not growing, it is shrinking. If your business isn't growing, it's shrinking. There is no such thing as standing still, because even if you stand still, your competitors are growing and they're going ahead of you. Those competitors who are below you grow and grow and rise above you. You shrink, you fall. If you're not growing, you're shrinking. Now, Bob had was in another network marketing business, a completely different one, was doing well, doing really well. Excuse me, doing so well, in fact, that Bob was invited to speak at their European conference, speaking in front of about 600 people, 600 fellow members of this organization at their European conference to kind of share with them some of Bob's expertise and experience and some tips that Bob had picked up about running a successful networking business. Now, Bob realized something here. Bob was terrified of the thought of standing on stage in front of people. And it would have been very easy to have gone, no, I can't do that. He could have come up with all manner of reasons why he couldn't make it to the conference and speak there. But Bob also realized this. If he wasn't there, somebody else would be there instead. That person would then gain a lot more exposure within the company. That person would have more opportunity to grow and rise. Bob recognized this was his opportunity to step up to the next level. It was either step up to the next level or stay where he was. And as we said, if you're not growing, you're shrinking. If you're not rising, you're falling. So Bob realized he had this fear. But if he did nothing about it, it was going to stop his business growing. So we had a session together. We worked through his fear. We identified what was causing these nerves about being on stage, helped him to completely conquer them. Bob recognized he had the fear. He did something about it. He then went out to the conference, absolutely nailed it, did such a fantastic job that the company invited him to speak at many more of their more local conferences. He now speaks at many of their conferences, sharing his tips, his expertise. His profile has skyrocketed within that business and within that industry. He's doing very nicely, thank you very much, as a result of recognizing this fear and taking action to conquer it. So that's two fears we've looked at so far: the fear of making prospecting calls, the fear of standing on stage in front of people. Well, that is a common fear. The fear of speaking in front of people is a very common fear, very easy and quick to be able to overcome as well. It's a big fear. It holds a lot of people back. In these two cases, Alice and Bob both recognized their fears could have cost them their business. They did something about it. Not so with Charlie, who is our next example. Now, Charlie had a fear of breaking bad news to customers. Charlie was successful. He used to supply and fit stuff for the home. He used to supply and fit kitchens for the home. And he did a really good job of it. So good was the quality of his work that orders kept pouring in. He had to start taking on more people. Great. His business was growing. He was taking on more people, offering more services, outsourcing more of the work, bringing more of the stuff in from other suppliers. Things were going well. However, as happens when you grow and you have teams of people working for you and you're dependent upon external suppliers, sometimes things go wrong. The best laid plans of mice and men and all that, things will sometimes go wrong. One of your team members might be ill, for example. You've got to jiggle things around a little bit, which might mean delaying a start of a project for a customer. Or maybe one of your suppliers has problems and isn't going to be able to deliver on time. You have to delay the start of things. Unfortunately, Charlie was terrified of breaking bad news to customers. He knew he had to tell the customer, hey, you know, I said we'd be there at the beginning of next week. It's actually going to be 2 weeks later. Really sorry about this. This is why. And here's what we're going to do to make up for it. He knew he should have those conversations, but he was too scared. Because he was too scared of the reaction the customer might have. Not the reaction that they had, but just the reaction he thought they might have. So Charlie buried his head in the sand. He ignored the problems, probably hoping they would go away and magically resolve themselves. Of course, they never did. What did happen as a customer, would be going, right, hey, it's Monday morning. Charlie's company is going to be here. We're going to have a lovely new kitchen. I've booked the week off work. We're going to have this whole place remodeled. It's going to be fantastic. Monday afternoon came along. Still no sign of Charlie. What's going on? Phone up Charlie. Sometimes get through to him. Sometimes he would ignore the phone call because he knew it was going to be a customer complaining. This, as you can imagine, did not go down well with customers. Charlie used to have a really good reputation for providing quality fitted kitchens. Charlie was now starting to get a really bad reputation for taking the money, making promises, and failing to deliver. Maybe not turning up for weeks without even letting them know. Not a good position in which to be, because word of mouth is great as a means of finding new customers. Recommendation spreading by word of mouth is brilliant. Word of mouth also works the other way. News spread quickly about these poor levels of service that people were getting. Some people were saying, yeah, the kitchen's lovely. Others would go, huh, lucky you, at least he came and fitted it. I'm still waiting for him to get round to mine. He said he was going to be here 2 weeks ago. Then he said it was going to be last week when I chased him. I still haven't heard anything from him. He was supposed to be here this morning. I've got to call him again tomorrow to find out what's going on. Not good news at all. Word spread. Customer inquiries dropped off. Customers would cancel orders, finding someone else to go to rather than risk being left high and dry. Charlie's business dried up. Charlie had to close his business and go bankrupt. It cost him his business. It cost him his home. It very nearly cost him his marriage. All because he had that fear, which he knew he had. He even discussed it with people from time to time. But he refused to do anything about it. Yes, phoning up a customer and giving them bad news is a difficult conversation to have. It's not a conversation anyone enjoys. It is a difficult one to have. And it's easy to see why he was scared of it. Excuse me. Yes, phoning up customers and breaking bad news to them is a difficult conversation to have. It's easy to see why Charlie was scared of it. But you know what's an even harder conversation? This one. Hi, honey. I'm home. Things didn't go too well. I've had to close the business, lay everybody off, and we've got to pack up and move out of the house tomorrow because the bank's foreclosed. We've lost the house. Hope you had a good day, honey. That is a much, much harder conversation to have. All because he didn't address his fear. Let's take a look at the fourth fear that can and does kill businesses. It is the fear of success. Wait a minute, Keith. I think you'll find you meant to say the fear of failure there, surely. No, the fear of success. We often think it's failure that we're scared of. But for so many of us, it's actually success that we are truly scared of. How can that be? What doesn't make sense? Look at it this way. When things continue the way they are, you stay in the same situation, the same position you are, you know how to deal with it. You know how to handle it. It's comfortable because it's what you're used to. It's what you do. You know what's going to happen. You know how to handle it. There's no surprises, no unexpected things happening, nothing to startle you, to scare you out of what you're doing, nothing to make you go, oh, my word, I have no idea what we're going to do. It's comfortable. It may not be particularly pleasant, but it's comfortable, and you can cope with it because you know what to do. Now, imagine you do something different, and you succeed. That takes you up to the next level. Now you feel in a new position where you don't necessarily know what to do. You've got new challenges coming, lots of unforeseen things. You maybe have a higher profile. You may be a bit scared that people are going to be going, ah, look at them. They're getting above themselves. all these fears, all these things, niggles sort of bite, chewing away at the back of your mind, which can make it quite scary. The prospect of succeeding, paradoxically, is scary. And what can happen without us even realizing it is our unconscious realizes that, hey, if I do this and we succeed, we're going to be in unknown territory here. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know how we're going to cope. We won't know what to do. That's scary. You know what? Let's just make sure we stay where we are because we know how to handle this. It's comfortable. So without even realizing it, we can often end up self-sabotaging, causing ourselves to stay where we are, causing ourselves to fail when we attempt something new. And then we've attempted that something new and we didn't succeed. We go, there you go. You see, I knew we couldn't succeed. We'll just stay where we are. And as we saw earlier, if you're not growing as a business, you're shrinking. Fear of success can hold so many back. So how can you even begin to overcome this fear of success? One tip which some people find rather useful is this. When we first embark upon a new course of action, it's because the result that we want is exciting. It's new and exciting. And that cheers us up. It motivates us. It gets us going because this new exciting thing is within reach. That's what gets us going until the rest of our mind catches up and goes, wait a minute. If we get that, we're going to be in a new situation. We won't know what to do. It's going to be scary. Oh my word. People are going to expect us to succeed again and again and again. And what if we fail those times? Oh my God, you know what? Let's just not do it. Let's just cause us to fail. But you had that initial excitement and that's what got you started. And that's where the secret lies. And the secret to mitigate this fear of success. When you're thinking about this new position you'll be in when you succeed, pause for a moment and kind of consider, okay, but what's life going to be like in that position? What are some of the sorts of things that I will face? So you can already start to get a bit of preparation for the new challenges you're going to face. And start getting excited about what is beyond that success level. Okay, so if I do this, I level up to here. But when I'm here, what's the next thing? I can get excited about that. So you're getting excited, not about the step you're taking, but about the step that you can take beyond the step that you're taking. Yeah? What happens there is your mind is getting excited about the step you're about to take, which is great and will motivate you. And it's getting excited about what's beyond that. So that even once you've taken this step, your mind isn't going, right, we take that step, and then we stay there, and then we've got all these other problems coming in. Oh, let's just not go there. Your mind's going, okay, we do this next thing. And when we get that, we're able to go and do something even better. Yes. So your mind wants that even better thing, which means whatever issues come up after the first step, that's all right, we'll cope with those because we get that even better thing. It's getting excited at the thing beyond the thing that you're doing. That can be enough to start to help pull you through and get you to overcome that fear of success. So yes, be excited about what you're doing and get excited about what you're going to do beyond what you're doing. Get excited about the step after the step that you're taking. So that will be enough to pull you through. And then once you've taken this first step, get excited about the step beyond that next step. So you're always getting excited about a step ahead of the step that you're going for. That will keep pulling you through. Hopefully you're finding this makes sense. I'd love to know what you think. We've got one more fear to cover. I'd love to know what you think at this point. Drop me a comment. Drop me a line. Comment where you're catching this. Or go to my website, keithblakemorenoble.com. Contact me through that. Let me know what you think. Find me on the socials. Just look for Keith Blakemore Noble on the social media. Connect with me there. Let me know what you think about this. What's it inspiring in you? What's it getting you to think about doing? Remember to give us a subscribe, like and share this, share it with your friends, share it with people who you think will find this useful. And remember to catch some of the other episodes as well. And check out my Patreon, patreon.com/KeithBlakeMoreNoble, where you'll find more detailed show notes for this episode, and you'll find bonus content and all sorts of other things. And it really helps me to be able to continue creating these. So we've taken a look at four of the five fears which are killing your business. We've had a look at fear of making prospecting calls. We've had a look at the fear of speaking on stage or speaking in front of groups of people. We've had a look at the fear of breaking bad news to customers. And we've had a look at the fear of success. And we've had a look at what happens when you do or don't overcome those. And we've had a look at how you can start to mitigate that fear of success. It's now time to take a look at the fifth fear. This is the biggie. This fear absolutely is posing a threat to your business right now. What is this fear? Come on, Keith, tell me what's the fear? Tell me what it is. Here's the thing. You already know what this fear is. At some level, consciously or unconsciously, possibly deep inside, at some level, you know what this fear is. You've probably been hoping I wouldn't mention this fear because then you have to start tackling it. And this fear is going to be different for different people. But you know what this fear is. Come on, Keith, that's a cop-out. I've no idea what that fear is. You probably do. It's that thing that you're putting off. If your unconscious is still determined to pretend that you don't know what this fear is, here's something you can do to figure it out. Work out where you want to be. Where do you want your business to be? And take a good look. Write down all the financials for that business. Write down what it looks like, how many clients you have, what your turnover is, what your profit is, how many staff you have, how many offices you have, what you're offering. Write the whole lot down, or in as much detail as you can about where you want your business to be. Get really creative. Write the whole lot down, all the detail about it, all the financials, all the figures, the numbers, the whole lot. Write it all down. Then, next step is to write down all that same information for how your business is right now. So you know the profit and the turnover and the number of customers and the offerings that you want to have. Write down all those figures as they are now, what you actually have right now. Okay? Once you've got those two sets, it's time to do a compare and contrast. Basically, look, what's the difference between where you are and where you want to be? What is the difference between where you are and where you want to be? Next step is, what is it that you need to do to get from where you are to where you want to be? Now, you're sure there's going to be lots of different things, but what's the first thing you need to do to get you on that journey of going from where you are to where you want to be? What is the first piece of action, the first course of action, the first step you have to take to get you from where you are to where you want to be? And now here's the crucial bit. Why aren't you doing that? What is stopping you from doing that? Because that, my friend, that is where the fear lies. That is the fear that is stopping your business right now from growing. And remember, if your business isn't growing, it is shrinking compared to your competitors. Excuse me. If you're not growing, you're shrinking because your competitors will be growing. So what is it that you need to do, and why are you not doing it? What is stopping you from doing that? That is where your fear lies. Now, sometimes people will say, yeah, but I don't know what to do. I know where I want to be. I know where I am, but I don't know what steps to take. So it's not fear that's holding me back. It's just, I don't know what steps to take. That is still a sign of a fear, because if you don't know the steps to take, you know how to find out what steps to take. You do. You know how to find it out. Whether it's engage a business mentor or a business coach, or do some research, or find out how other colleagues and friends and peers have done it. Whatever it is, you know how to find out what that next step is. We all know there's so much information out there, so many resources out there, so many people out there who will be more than happy to go, yeah, okay, here's what you need to do. You need to do, dun, 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 dun. Let's create an action plan for you. You know how to find out what that how to do those next steps. Why are you not finding out? What is it that's holding you back and causing you to pretend that you don't know how to find out what you need to do? What is it that's holding you back and stopping you from doing that? That is where the fear lies. And sometimes it can be really uncomfortable to ask ourselves these things, because it's uncovering a really scary fear. But here's the thing. If we don't uncover that fear, we're never going to be able to deal with it. If we keep sticking our head in the sand, our business isn't going to grow. Our business could well collapse ultimately. That's the fear that you need to really focus on right now. Once you find out what that fear is, you're already ahead of the game. Because as you know from 4 episodes ago, fear is your friend. Fear is telling you, hey, we just need to look at this before we can then move on. So find out what that fear is. Figure out what the fear is. Figure out what it's telling you. Figure out what it's telling you. And then go about resolving it. Now, it may be that you need to find out some more information. It may be you need to seek a business mentor to help you navigate your way through the stuff. It may be you need to seek a coach to help you address your mindset to be in a stronger position to handle these situations and to resolve what's causing the fear. Whatever it is, figure it out and do it so that your business can grow. So that's it. That's the 5 fears which are killing your business. At least one of these, I guarantee, is stopping your business from growing. Find out what it is. Resolve it. Either with business mentors, business coaches, personal coach, reading, research, whatever it is. Please overcome that fear. Do whatever you need to take. Do whatever you need to do. Take whatever actions you need to take to conquer that fear so that your business can grow, so that you can continue to help even more people to make better lives for themselves, as you can create a better life for yourself in the process. That's what I wanted to cover this week. Let me know what you thought of it. Remember to give us a like, give us a subscribe, share this far and wide, drop in comments, catch the other episodes, connect with me on the socials, or go to my website, keithblakemorenoble.com. You'll find this and all other episodes there. You'll find more information there. Go to patreon.com/keithblakemorenoble. Sign up, become a patron. You get access to even more information there. Helps keep these podcasts and the 5-minute meditation podcasts going. Lots more bonus content available there. And either way, whatever you do, thank you for taking the time to be here. It's been great having you here. I'll catch you in the next episode. And until then, take care, look after yourself, and remember that change is always possible. When you change your mind, you change your life. So what does your life look like if you change your mind? Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show, helping you transform your deepest fears into your greatest strengths. To find out more, please visit KeithBlakemoreNoble.com.